This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Time for our weekly Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the big stories, the charts developed by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find them listed at talkers.com if you're a big fan of the news talk format, and I'm guessing that's probably why you're here. We have an interesting array of conversationalists, including, but not limited to, Victoria Jones, who's here with us from the D.C. Radio Company. We have Rick Jensen, a host at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden will be joining us. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have you here. We'll go through the top 10 stories and the people. I'm not sure. This list, by the way, is not meant to be all-inclusive. There are things that weave their way in and out of conversations. I referred to it, I think, first last week, the week before, as the talk tree. The stories that may then lead to other, you can branch out and have conversation about lots of other things, and the good hosts are able to do that so that you're not listening to the same old grind all the time. I think some people feel secure listening to some of the same old grind. It's the same sort of thing as I'll make a relative comparison here. For those of you who like the radio stations that play music of the 80s, there are some stations, there's one I know of, that has a playlist of 194 songs. That's it. That's all they play over and over and over and over again. And when you think about the hits, Rick, that came out of the 80s, there are thousands of them. But they have researched the ones that were the most popular, and that's all they play. And so in this circumstance, there are people who do a lot of research behind the scenes. There's a lot of stuff that goes into these. Are not the conversations you hear on most of the stations. It's not just, you know, throw something against the wall. There's a lot of thought that goes into most of the conversations, and I dare say too much thought sometimes, because it takes away from the spontaneity, which is something, frankly, and I say this with a smile on my face, that most people who've ever worked with me in their lives know that that is how it works. The best conversations, in my mind, and my experience is 50-plus years of being on the radio, I think I know kind of what goes on and what makes people tick conversationally. And so, as far as we're concerned here, the folks that contribute to this program don't know what I'm going to ask them. They do know, because we all have a list from Talkers of the stories and the people of the week, but nobody knows what direction we're going in, because I want this to be a genuine conversation about the news of the day. It's very interesting. There was a study that came out, Victoria and Rick, this week about the news habits of people, how people get their news. And it's pretty interesting how dramatically it's changing. And it has a lot to do with your generation. The most surprising thing that I read in this, a majority of those in Generation Z. Do you know what Generation Z is?
Next up-and-comers.
Yes, the young ones. Yes.
The young ones.
The young ones.
Well, the generation that relies mostly on social media, I don't think that's a surprise. But their definition of credible news is, I find that, you know, we get into this conversation, people think the news equals the truth, or vice versa. The truth equals the news, and that is not true. It's so far from the truth. Facts and the truth are two different things with many people, because folks don't lie. I go back to, I guess, that conversation about the radio playlist. There are some people who don't want to listen to talk on the radio unless it underscores their values, unless it agrees with. So that's why there is such the right wing or left wing. There are certainly more right wing talk hosts and stations that are programming that than on the left. But that is a group, a core group of people who don't want to listen to anything that doesn't agree with their point of view. So, and that's been very interesting as the Trump phenomenon has gained root hold, the stations that talk about Trump in a positive manner, I mean, there are networks even that have told, or they fired hosts who were not supporter of Trump, even though they're, but the guy who runs the network says, everybody will talk about Trump in a positive way, you'll boost him and do this, that, and the other, and one guy says, I don't want to do that, and he said, okay, you're fired, I'm bringing in somebody else. That's what they did. So, and I don't mind telling you, it was Michael Medved was fired from the Salem networks, and a guy named Gorka came in to replace him. And that's, you know, because Michael Medved doesn't like Trump. So that
it's
was
very,
the...
It's very, very interesting. And it's, it's a fascinating phenomenon, really, of our times. And, you know, when you look back over the history of talk radio, and of course we're talking about talk radio, it hasn't always been like this, because there have been stations where there were multiple hosts of multiple disciplines and views, and so that you could be listening to a host you disagreed with, and then in 3 hours you get a host you agreed
somebody
with
else.
And then and then on Fridays they might have the battle of the talk show hosts, and you know, and you really will get a diversity of opinions, and people, I think enjoyed it, because that way, because we were, and I hate to go to, I'm not somebody who lives in the past, but I think that when you engage with people of different opinions, your opinions can actually become even more cemented if you have a really well-grounded debate, and you can actually. Unless you talk to people who have a different opinion from you, you don't find out what other human beings are thinking, and we become more and more polarized. We have to engage with the other side, whatever that other side is, or engage with people of a similar side, but not quite the same side. We have to engage.
Well, it would be nice, I think, to use the term "we have to," it stretches it a little bit. Some people don't want to, but if you really want to have an expanded mind and you really kind of want to know what's going on, or you really want to not be put into a buttonhole, then it's important, I think, to get other points of view. And so, well,
let me ask you this: how much of the medium is the message here? When it's like a format, conservative talk radio. Oh, and by the way, you always have to be supportive of Trump. Thank God, our format is Delaware. I mean, really. So I do have people of very, very different beliefs and ideas calling the show. We have some very, very heated and some great arguments
respectful
and conversations.
Conversations, respectful.
Yeah, mostly. Yes, most. But I wonder. It's like country music. Top 40, soft AC, you know, is it now a format where, okay, we're the pro-Trump radio station,
yes.
and every individual
the answer to that
has
question
to be
is
on
yes.
board?
Yeah.
Yep.
And the answer to that question is yes.
Yep. Well, thank God here we're individuals.
Well, most of the stations that the independent, this work of ours, I put work in quotation marks there, are these two big companies that pretty much now maybe three that control much of the radio landscape these days. And so under the circumstances, there are edicts sometimes that come down as to what works and what doesn't, what gets them ratings, because after all, the job we have on the air is to get people to listen to us so that we can sell advertising. That's and make money. That's what the deal is. So the most listeners you get, you got to figure out, okay, how am I going to get the most listeners? And in some circumstances, the most listeners to talk radio are Trump fans. So you appeal to them. And so that's how it works. I don't want to get too much into the weeds here, but it really is very interesting to see how some of this stuff shakes out. And part of the job, frankly, here on the Countdown and the overview that we do when I have Michael Harrison on, we often digress from the top stories because there are more interesting things going on behind the scenes. And I do think that people, I hear this all the time, I've been doing this talk radio review and the Countdown show for 14, 15, 16 years. Michael has started it the year after he started Talkers in, I think it was 26 years ago, maybe 27 years ago. And so I participated with him, and then we decided I would host the program. And that was, again, 15, 16, 17 years ago. So it has changed, as you've just noted, Victoria, dramatically from that open sort of field of conversation. We had all kinds of different... The talk radio tree really was the tree. And now, if you look at the 10 stories, they, you know, at least three or four of them, in this case, five, have to do with Trump and or things that are going on in the political world in which he leads or lives and leads. And that was not the case. It was certainly when we started doing this program at all. The president at the time would be maybe involved in one of the stories. Trump's involved actively in four of the top stories this week. And that's a factor of who's talking about what on the radio, because talkers doesn't make this list up in a vacuum. They're listening to the shows. They're talking with the hosts. They know what's going on the stations. And so this aggregate list comes with the input of lots of people who are actually talking about the same things. And so, in a way, it's easier to put this list together these days because there's not as much variety in the conversation, which I think, sooner or later, will limit us, those of us who do this for a living. You got to broaden it out because you can't broaden the audience. The audience is getting older and older and more narrow in his thinking. And the population, in case you haven't noticed it, is getting larger. So the number of ears that are out there available, whether it's a radio program, a radio station, a podcast, whatever it is, it's what is the old expression? A big, wide world there, Master Jack. So, all right.
Doug, if I may, yeah. It's not on the list. Well, we talked about vaccinations, and it really applies to two things you're talking about here. First of all, I had a lot of phone calls from young moms, you know, in their 20s and 30s,
yeah.
Because we're talking about protecting the herd. You've got to have 80% of those kids vaccinated for chicken pox, mumps, measles, rubella, all that kind of stuff. Otherwise, you're going to have more and more kids who do have other health problems contracting these diseases. So we talked about vaccinations and whether you do or do not vaccinate, and some moms expressing some very real serious concerns about vaccinations.
The shadow here gets bigger and the umbrella of conversation gets broader, and that can serve. One of the reasons people like this format is because there's so much to learn by listening to people talk about things, and it helps folks make decisions about their positions on things. So that was a good point, Rick. Thank you.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. The Top Radio Countdown.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving on now in the Talk Radio Review for the, what is this, the next to last weekend? This is the week, the survey is for the week of the 18th to the 22nd of March. We're already 2/3 of the way through the month of March, 1/3 of the way through the year. Spring has sprung, the grass is riz. I wonder where McFadden is, and voila, here he is.
Boom.
So McFadden shows up.
He knows it.
There he is. Rich McFadden is here with Rick Jensen.
Sitting here at the board.
Yeah, of course you are.
Doug Steffen.
Victor, Victoria Jones is here. All right, so Richie, we were having a conversation in an abstract sense about where talk radio has gone from the broad spectrum of what we used to talk about when you and I first started 22 years ago together on the Radio America Network, or 23 years ago, whatever it was, and how things in Radio America, even though it's always been sort of a right of center philosophically facility.
Yep.
Does that make sense? A facility that
sure,
was philosophically, yeah, that kind of stuff. Anyway, and I was much more, when I was doing more political stuff on the air, I was certainly much more to the right than I was to the left. And you and I used to have some pretty interesting arguments. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who remember McFadden being on with me all the time, you'll notice and acknowledge how much he changed under my tutelage.
Oh, yeah. I'm a totally different guy.
Oh,
a shell of my former self.
Yes, you are.
Oh, thanks
I'm glad
to you.
Recognize.
Right.
Happy you recognize that.
Yeah, I believe in aliens and hocus pocus prophets.
Yeah, that's right. He's on it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
save the farmer.
Over. Yeah, well, this farmer stuff is something that we really, we do. Well, but it's, you know what, I promise we talk about this for a minute.
See America's how easy farmers, he is to distract?
Yeah, well, he throws the shiny penny on.
Right, I check
so
the shiny
easy.
Penny out there and he bites every time.
Yeah.
Well, but this is important and ought to be part of the dialogue to a point. America's farmers are having the worst economic crisis they've ever had, in my lifetime anyway, since the Dust Bowl, certainly. And it started with the crash of 2009, and it's just gotten worse instead of better. The trade wars, the lack of understanding by current political officials that don't care about where the food comes from. They must have eaten hamburger from McDonald's. What the hell do they know about what? And do they care about natural versus local versus organic? The prices have been pushed down by the huge international conglomerates that control the food supply now, and we have, courtesy of Monsanto and Bayer, people dying the suits. I think the tip of the iceberg now has just started in the past couple of years. The same lawyers that went after the tobacco companies and got, what, $80 billion in settlement from the tobacco companies are going right after Monsanto, and they're going to get the same thing. Because Monsanto and the Roundup stuff, have you seen the ads?
I cannot.
Ads for Roundup are everywhere.
The amount of people that call me and go, did you see your cancer was caused by Roundup? I'm like, no, it's the other one.
Jeez. Oh, yeah.
Non-Hodgkins.
Right.
Yeah,
Richie had non-Hodgkins, right?
No, I had Hodgkins.
Yeah. Oh, you did have Hodgkins. That's right, because non-Hodgkins is the worst, is the worst of the two.
Right.
So, anyway, I just, it does matter, because we all are what we eat. And when you see the farms being ravaged by all these, the reality of our economy and where we're...
Let me ask you this, though.
Fronting.
Okay.
Yeah, God, Richie.
Trump and the tariffs obviously have a huge effect on the farmers. But it's the art of the deal, right?
Yep.
He's trying to get to a destination that would eventually help the farmers, and while we try to get there, it hurts.
Well, in the meantime, the farming community is in such dire shape, they can't make it through to the other side.
But,
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
But a year of pain is worth a lifetime or a generation of gains.
30% of farming community, family farms are in such dire straits, 30% of them won't be around in a year if this keeps up. And so we'll be getting our food from offshore or from huge places, conglomerates that use all kinds of stuff from Monsanto. It'll change the picture, change the face of what we eat, really, if this doesn't get straightened out. It's 28 after. This is the Talk Radio.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller has submitted his long-awaited report to Attorney General Bill Barr on the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential race and possible collusion with Trump associates. A senior DOJ official tells Fox News Mueller is not recommending any further indictments. That's seen as good news for the White House. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants the entire report made public.
The president himself has called without qualification for the report to be made public. There is no reason on God's green earth why Attorney General Barr should do any less.
President Trump tweeted Friday that he's ordered the withdrawal of sanctions against North Korea that had been announced by the Treasury Department. The White House says it's because the president likes North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. Sales of existing homes have soared 11.8% in February, aided by accelerating wages and falling mortgage rates that are improving affordability. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Rick Jensen, Victoria Jones, Victoria's from the DC Radio Company. Rick is at WDEL, one of our great radio stations, great talk stations in the country. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our main studio at Radio America, the originating network for this program in Washington. And Washington is the focal point for much of the info, much of the discussion. By the way, somebody just sent me a note, and I will respond to it in this way. The question that I got had to do with who I think the best hosts are around, because I, I guess it would be interpreted that I took a shot at the programming on the Salem stations, and I will tell you that on that group of hosts, the two that I respect the most are two people that I used to work with at KABC in Los Angeles in the 90s, and they would be Dennis Prager and Larry Elder. Both of them are stars in my mind. Dennis Prager is one of the smartest people I've ever met.
Prager University videos are a smash sensation. Yeah. They're huge on YouTube. Yeah. Very effective. Very good.
Yeah, very effective. He's very smart. He's a very interesting guy. He was one of the guys. We used to chuckle about it because he never engaged really very much with anybody at the station. He would walk into the studio literally 60 seconds before he'd go on the air. And he would be out the door as the theme was playing for his program, Gonzo. And he was doing all of this stuff. He's a rabbi. He was a university professor, and then he created this stuff that Richie's just talking about, Prager University. But he's just smart, and he doesn't look down his nose at people who don't. He's a very persuasive lecturer, but he doesn't sound like he's lecturing when he's on the air. And that, by the way, is a very difficult thing. Some of the people who have points of view sound like professors, and who wants to listen to that? You listen to enough of that when you went to college. You don't need to listen to it on the radio. And Larry Elder's another guy who's very... very interesting. He's had a very interesting life story, and so anyway... But those two people are the two on that side. And I often get asked about Limbaugh. Limbaugh has been able to through his own creative genius, stay relevant. If he weren't good or the best at what he does, then he wouldn't be on the top of the pile. And there's back and forth. You talk about the talkers list of the Hot 100, which will be out in the next month or so. And for the first time in 25 years, Sean was on top, and Rush was at number two last year, mostly because of Sean's engagement with the president and his viability as a host and his listenability, tractability. Sean and I are friends. I like Sean a lot. I don't think he's as good a host as Limbaugh is, frankly. Yeah, but he's more visible and has more impact in that way. But do I think he's as good as Limbaugh? No, I don't. And then you go down through the rest of them. I think there are a lot of local hosts. I say this without trying to be in any way pejorative. I think Rick Jensen is one of the bright lights on local talk radio in the country. He has a very interesting way of getting around to all the stories. Victoria was a fabulous host when she was on, but she's too difficult to work with, so she can't keep her job. And that's one of...
That's not true. The reason I left, really, was because the rise of unilateral views meant that it was no longer possible for the multiplicity of views, and so I went in a new direction.
Yeah,
that was why.
I'm being facetious. I'm teasing you because I know the story, and I don't want people to think I was serious about that. I wasn't. Victoria has been one of the smartest voices for 20 years on the air in America, and frankly, the reason, and Richie will tell you this, that I do what I do the way I do it is because I couldn't work for any of these companies. I was just like you in the same place where you are, but Richie's laughing.
Back that one up.
I could no longer, I've worked for the big companies and stations where I didn't have to depend on that job. KABC is a perfect example. I loved being there. I would have worked there for nothing because it was, at that time, probably one of the three best talk radio stations in the country. And I was so proud to be a part of that staff, and now it's like, what do they have, even a one share?
Not even a one share.
It's become corporatized, and nobody gives a damn about what's on the station, and they got their head handed to them by a station that was at the time more independent, KFI, which in my mind is the best talk radio station in the country.
Without a doubt.
Anyway, so let's get to this list here.
We're going to do the list?
Wait, there's a list?
There was a list.
Kel Sofries.
Hello. That's French. Very good, Rick. I'm impressed. Kel Sofries. What a surprise en français. Mueller's investigation. Over, done, finished, yes or no? Victoria?
No.
Not
no, I don't think so. But no, because he's the grand jury is ongoing, and I don't think so. I don't think it's done. Might be done. Nobody knows. And so
right, that's number one this week.
Just stick a fork in it.
There you go.
Yeah,
the other thing that's interesting, although this may be last week, but it's all a bit of a blur, is that I think it's interesting that that Nancy Pelosi is very definitely not in favor of impeachment.
No.
I think that is also interesting.
Yeah, it doesn't get us anywhere. She knows
nothing came out of the investigation. The Mueller report will have a big, huge thud, and the Democrats realize that if they come up with another investigation, that the public in general will go, enough already. You didn't get anything out of this one. Let's just move on.
Hundreds of millions of dollars spent.
So the Democrats are now reeling because that was their big, big fish going into the 2020 election.
Well,
and now that fish just jumped off the hook and swam away.
The B1 to that is stuff like Elijah Cummings trying to go after the Trump daughter and the Kushner and all of that stuff for encrypted messages. I mean, who gives a damn?
about well, because all of it's this. Against
well,
the law.
I do. I know, but follow the rule. They should follow the rules on the messaging.
They should follow the law. It's
right.
The law. Actually,
we asked Hillary to do it.
But I think
what's
important about this? Yeah, they did, and they went after her hard, and Trump said she should be locked up. So, but I think what's interesting about this is that there has been a strong meme that there's a deep state in the Justice Department and in the FBI out to get Trump. And if the Mueller investigation says that there is no there, then I think it will show what
trying to fire a few people in the Justice Department. And,
well, no, I think it will show that the Justice Department and the FBI are what I think many people have long forever said, is that they are independent, honest brokers who are just trying to do their jobs.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot
then
of
why
stuff
is Andrew McCabe
there.
Not being prosecuted?
Right.
I don't know why he's not being prosecuted. Maybe they don't feel that there's the evidence.
Did you hear what Trump said yesterday, Doug?
Yeah, Richie.
And Trump basically said what you and I always say. He said they've got this investigation. They're trying to pin me on it, and that the only thing they're going to get is me trying to obstruct because I'm protecting myself against the false.
Yeah. The one thing about Trump this week, and this is you've heard me say this 100 times. I'm probably more politically with him than I am the other side, but I think some of the things he's started and instigated.
Everybody's
stuff
politically with him; they just can't stand him.
Well, and the thing about McCain this week really, if anything has turned me off about him, this is it. Really, kind of did it for me. I'm done listening and paying attention to this crap. You know, say what you will. He thinks, or somebody thinks, that Trump started the investigation into him. What did I say? McCain started the Trump investigation.
He handed the dossier over. But what if he did?
Well, so what? So what?
He was given the dossier. He handed it to the FBI. It was the correct thing to do.
Right. But
it didn't matter.
Trump, the number five thing on the countdown this week is the McCain comments that he didn't make once, twice. I think he's made three, but at least two vicious attacks on McCain. And that doesn't set well, maybe with some in the base. But remember, you've got to have a lot of, if you want to win the Republican nomination, you've got to have a lot of Republicans who are going to vote for you. And there are a lot of Republicans who still revere McCain and thought that he was a great representation of the party and what it stood for. To go after him in the vicious way.
In the center right, yes, but in the right, not so much.
Yeah, well.
Exactly. If I may.
Go ahead, Rick.
You've got Senator Chris McDaniel, Republican. You've got Mike Shields, Republican consultant. And they're all saying the same thing, that there are people who see McCain not so much as the war hero, but as somebody with whom they disagree vehemently when it comes to his voting, when it comes to the American Unaffordable Care Act, when it comes to so many different things. And they hear what Trump says. They go, yeah, I never liked McCain either. I think for the rest of us, though, we do hear a president who's punching a dead guy thinking, you're the president. You shouldn't behave that way. That's just disgusting.
That's it. Yep, that's it. Thank you for encapsulating it. 44 after the hour, Talk Radio Review. Here's the ultimate way to relieve your back problems, your back symptoms. You got an ache, a pain. You need to wear a support. Do you sleep well? No. All of these things. If you're having a problem getting a good night's rest, and some of the simplest tasks seem impossible to accomplish, then welcome to the world of Purity Products. They've created the ultimate lower back relief formula. This formula will get your back on track, and the best part about this is you can try it. Not only does it work, but you try it. First part is free. Yep, free. The clinically tested herbal formula that is the ultimate lower back relief formula will get rid of your lower back pain because it addresses the muscles. That's really what the problem is. The disjointedness and things with your discs and out, that causes your muscles to work harder to support your back. And so your back pain comes from your muscles. So you need this formula. Try it for 2 weeks. You'll notice a significant difference, and by that time, you can, and they know this, you get onto it and it works, so you want to buy the product. But first bottle is free. Call 800-291-4180. 800-291-4180. You'll get the first bottle free. Just they'll ask you to pay the shipping, which I think is $4, something like that. So if you want to get that relief, now's the time to work on it. Try it. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula from Purity. Free bottle. 800-291-4180. What's the most important word here? That it works? Yeah. That it's free? Yeah. Maybe those are all important. Get it. 800-291-4180. Here are the charts with the top stories for the week of March 18th to the 22nd on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The official list from Talkers includes what's going on Sports Talk Radio. Pretty much that's always number 10. Now it's March Madness. What's going on with NCAA? At number 9, the focus on farming and the impact on food, the Midwest floods. Number 8, college admissions and the scandal that is an entrail that's not going away. Speaking of scandals, Boeing in trouble for the 737 MAX issue. What a mess. What a can of worms. That's number 7. Have we declared victory on ISIS? I guess we have. That's number 6. The comments President Trump made about Mr. McCain at number 5. Electoral College debates, number 4. Democratic hopeful list for 2020 is 3. The gun ban in New Zealand, number 2. And the Mueller-Trump investigation, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet is so unfitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there. You've been there. We've all been there. But not anymore. Not thanks to my MyPillow Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza. Grown only on a small area near the Mediterranean Sea, it's cotton super smooth and breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed, and just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are 100% machine washable, dryable cotton, super duper. Go to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today, get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com. One of the most exciting things about this time of year, maybe it's from the beginning of the year, is the power of making a healthy choice to lose weight. And that's why Calitrin is so helpful. Collagen is what your body really needs, the protein that you need to lose the weight and build muscle.
Yes, sir. You know, I wish I was a gym person. I'm too busy, really. But I do. I take my Calitrin every night, right at bedtime. And it does. It helps rebuild that lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism, especially if you're over the age of 30. You know, it's hard to maintain that muscle mass.
So I think this is a good approach to it. 90 days at the regular price at toploss.com. Collagen stopped producing it when you're in your 20s, late 20s, early 30s, so you need to supplement. So Calitrin, lose the weight, keep it off, go to toploss.com. The special deal is that you buy 90 days, the 90-day supply, and then you get another 90 days free. Use the DJV code for the special deal at toploss.com. Reviewing the people list now, I'm Doug Steffen with number 10 to number 1. I don't know, I didn't really focus much on this, and I haven't heard a lot of conversation about it, but I know some people thought the Jeanine Pirro thing was worth spending time on, so that's number 10. The ladies of the day, the ladies of the scandal, I'm talking about the college scandal, the ones who've gotten the most publicity, Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin at number 9, Hope Hicks at number 8, George and his wife Kellyanne, the Conways at number 7, AOC at 6, I'm not even going to use her name anymore, Joe Biden at 5, Elizabeth Warren, some of the other wannabes at 4, Jacinda Ardern, I believe is how you pronounce her name, Prime Minister of New Zealand is number 3, Mueller is 2, and the Trumpster is number 1 on the people list. Nothing, not anything unexpected there, I guess, in terms of the top 3 or 4 names on the list. My name is Doug Steffen. This is Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so we've touched on a couple of the really important things here. Many people who are flying are wondering about the Boeing 737, the problems with this plane. This is not going away, by the way. What hasn't been well reported is what they found in the black boxes. The guys that went down, the Ethiopian guys, were screaming they had the books out and trying to find out what the fix was because they'd never been trained on what happens if the autopilot doesn't work. And you can hear that, them screaming, trying to find in the books, how do we fix this problem as the plane's going down?
So now they're going to add a second sensor because the one sensor, the backup for the one sensor going bad was the humans.
Yeah.
So now they're going to add a second sensor to that failing sensor so that the
not a good. I don't think it's a good right. fix, frankly. All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time to update you with regard to technology. It's Tech Talk time and a review of the top 5 stories this week in the world of technology. We're about to get into the mind of Victoria Keevan, who surveys all of this material and is here to report on the top 5 items, starting at number 5 with an Apple Watch. Now, that sounds like you're watching apples growing, but no. It's a study, right? An Apple Watch could be watching apples grow,
I can
right?
see how you would interpret it that way.
All right, well,
but
you
it
interpret
is about
it
Apple.
The right way for it.
Yes, Apple the tech company. Apple the tech company and Stanford University School of Medicine have released the results of the Apple Heart Study. This was announced initially in November of 2017. They were going to work together, taking the data from the Apple Watch and then passing it on, discovering what they could. They had 419,000 participants, and all 50 states had people participating. This whole study took about 8 months, and according to the university, 2,000 people, or 0.5% of the participants, received notifications from their Apple Watch that they had an irregular heartbeat. And when they followed that up with doctors who were monitoring all of these test subjects, when they followed that up with an actual ECG, it turned out that the Apple Watch was correct 84% of the time. That is a lot higher than what either Apple or Stanford thought going in. And the interesting thing is, this is not even the newest Apple Watch that has the built-in ECG monitor. So once they study the Apple Watch Series 4 and they redo this study as a diagnostic tool, it'll be really interesting to see if they've started at 84% accuracy, it may end up being close to 100% accuracy with the newest Apple Watch. So this is all stored on your Apple Watch, so you can can basically walk around with a medical record. And eventually this is going to be, I think, kind of the wave of the future, how people will take accountability and ownership of their own medical records. It'll all be on the watch.
Ah. All right, so that's pretty compelling stuff. Number four is pretty compelling as well, is Netflix.
Yeah,
has a new interactive show. What is this all about?
Yeah, Netflix has announced that the next big interactive story, and what that means is this is a choose-your-ending TV series. And so the newest one is called You Versus Wild. It stars Bear Grylls, who is the survivalist. We all know him from Running Wild with Bear Grylls, where he takes celebrities into the wilderness for 2 days, and Man Versus Wild, which was on the Discovery Channel. This is an 8-episode show, and it will let viewers follow Bear on his adventures around the world, and then you actually, the viewers get to choose his next decisions in each episode, and then you get to see how it plays out. So you can go back and rewatch it and have him do different things. It's pretty cool, and you know, Netflix is really the first of a streaming platform to do this type of live action endeavor. So it's pretty cool, and we'll see where it goes. Lots of kid stuff. Also, it's great for kids; they get to choose their own endings to storybooks.
I'm not sure whether this is cool as well. It might be. Number three is a focus on a change at Pandora.
Pandora is giving listeners more control over what songs their customized radio stations play. It's a new feature called Pandora Modes. So the classic algorithm on Pandora chooses what plays next when you start a new artist station. So if you pick a song by any artist, they will then make a radio station using the algorithm based on that song. So you'll get similar things, similar rhythm, similar style artists. But now these new modes will actually give you a lot more control. You can do deep cuts, you can discover brand new artists that are very rarely played on the platform, newly released songs, and one that people have been begging for, artist only, which lets you binge entirely on a single artist catalog. And so All of those updates are actually current and live right now.
Uh-huh. Maybe I could get a Mavis Staples channel.
You can.
Huh?
Yep. Mavis that. Staples Radio. Yep.
Number two, Instagram adding something that may be helpful for you.
Oh, this is going to be the worst news in my life, because Instagram has now made it too easy to shop within the app, and you don't even need to leave the app anymore in order to make these purchases. More than 20 brands have started using this new checkout feature. Nike, Adidas, H&M, MAC Cosmetics, Michael Kors, Prada, Uniqlo, Warby Parker, Zara. There's a whole bunch of them out there. And so now, without having to be taken to the retailer's page, you stay right in the Instagram app. They store your payment information for you. It's encrypted, and then you can shop away. 130 million people a month are already shopping on Instagram.
Uh-huh. All right, number one, AT&T and Comcast together.
Yep, they've announced they're partnering to authenticate calls made between their two networks, letting customers know when it's a real caller and when it's a spammer. And this is obviously their attempt to combat robocalls, which plagues everyone's existence.
Unbelievable. What a mess. That is. All right, so there they are, the top five stories of the week from the world of technology here. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.